completing the reinstallation of the lines, the business end, where the majority of the hotels, the sea terminal, the town centre hub is, potentially would secure that very large increase in numbers. And the other significant recommendation is the part about the technology, the website, the booking element promoting the Heritage Rail, sufficient pricing on the multi-travel journey cards, the Go Explore cards, to a sustainable level, which have fallen behind the single ticket pricing. But also, what I think would be a winner, particularly with the increase of the number of cruise ship travel coming to the island, would be the ability for independent travellers to secure a seat reservation, whether that is on a particular horse tram or electric tram or steam rail journey. It would improve the operation for the person to know they have the guaranteed seat on the crossing when they're sorting out their itinerary for the day on the island, with the endless possibilities. And I think that that would significantly enhance the visitor experience. And if the horse tram were to continue to the end of Lochprom, ideally, I think it is suggesting perhaps going, you know, if government could bite the bullet, secure the horse tram into the sea terminal rather than the end of Lochprom, because at the sea terminal, you would have all the visitor services that would enhance the passenger experience. So I think it's very encouraging, and I'm set cautiously optimistic that this could be a positive step by the department to take stock of the unique nature of the island's variety of railways and devise a strategy and a vision that secures them for the future.